Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Oh my God, there's a lot of, it's very involved. Prize bags and a poster roll. Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies!
This is Doug Loves Movies!
Almost professional, I dare say. Coming to you from the UCB Theater in LA on Tuesday, May 20th, 2014, Wolf of Wall Street, Fight, Terminator 2, Judgment Day of the Dead Men Walking Tall, The President's Men in Black, Fisher, King Ralph and Dog Day Afternoon, Delight, Sleep Perfect, Murder by Death Wish 3, Amigos. Tomorrow, today, if you're listening on Wednesday, May 21st, be sure to watch Getting Dug with High on my YouTube channel. Yeah, it's this and almost every Wednesday at 4:15 Pacific Standard Time. And this Thursday, I'm going to be on at midnight on Comedy Central competing against my past and future Douglas Movies guests Jen Kirkman and Greg Fitzsimmons. So yeah, that should be a sweet one, so check that out. And it's day 5 of the lost episode from Las Vegas search. We think it might be off the coast of Australia, or I don't know where the hell, I don't know what happened, but apologies once again to my guests on that show, Sarah Tiana, Tony Hinchcliffe, and Brian Redband. We will try to reschedule all of them as soon as possible. Super Tournament of Championships 2. Yes, this Friday night, May 23rd, at the gorgeous Neptune Theater in Seattle, Washington, with Sam the Man Levine, a.k.a. Little Wolverine, going head-to-head-to-head with Ken Jennings and Matt Myra. Yeah, plus a round of Beat the Producer from the BJ Shea Morning Experience on 989.9 KISW. And the prize bag includes a Getting Dug with High mug. Someone's very excited about that. A copy of Gateway Doug. Of course, Gateway Doug 2, Forced Fun, is we're planning to plop that on, it's going to drop on July 8th. And an Action Pack lighter is in here. And what was that other weird thing I put in here? Oh, yeah, a whole ton of really huge roll of Hempwick. Humboldt Hempwick. Give them a plug. And It's funny. There's all this shit out here, but then also there was a guest forgot to bring something. So, well, not forgot, but you know what I mean. Two hot dogs from Pop's Hot Dogs. I'm going to keep giving those away. These don't even have an expiration date on them. It just says at the very end, may be discontinued without notice. So at any point, they can just go, what? Those? No. We gave 250 of those to Doug, but we meant they had. I don't know what they would. I don't know why they would want people to come all use them right away. That would be, they'd be just mobbed with people getting free $5 hot dogs. But the location, the only location this is good at is the 11711 National Boulevard location here in Los Angeles. So might be more trouble than it's worth, but. But it's there. It's there in the bag for you. And also from Cute Streak Designs at Cute Streak, I believe on Twitter. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Some awesome movie posters. We were looking at them backstage, and there's a great Big Lebowski one. A reimagining of movie posters that they often do. Like I see them in the lobby of the Alamo Drafthouse theaters when I'm out there on the road doing shows at those places. So some cool posters from Cute Streak Designs are a part of the prize bag tonight. It's something else we'll talk about when I get this guest out here. They may take a second to make it to the stage because I don't think any of them have any idea what they're in for tonight. Three first-time guests. Please give a big, warm welcome to Oliver Cooper, Erica Rhodes, and Tom Green. Come on out here, you guys. Have a seat anywhere you'd like. Listen to that. Just to hear, just for the listeners, just like how quiet it is right now. What a docile panel. Haven't even picked up their microphones yet.
I did. I got mine.
All right. Erica Rhodes, everybody. First time guest. This is a crazy crossover event in the world of podcasting because you are featured regularly on the Prairie Home Companion, which is probably the opposite of what this is.
There's one fan.
It's the absolute opposite of what this is, except for both shows enjoy a good pun. Mine are usually involving like genitalia or something, but is that fun to do? Do you enjoy that environment?
Yeah, I really do, actually.
Do they swear off mic?
when he changes the script, like... You know, during the show.
Oh, he screams at people like, fuck, God damn it, let's do it live.
He does it. They're just...
Can you imagine Garrison Keillor just snapping like that? I can't. You did a movie that was almost in the prize bag, but instead we have Garrison Keillor's comedy theater, songs and sketches from A Prairie Home Companion. And
you sound so disappointed.
I mean, the movie's called, what's it called, Plague Town?
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is Garrison Keillor's comedy theater. Like, between the two, what sounds more fun? Plague
well, the
Town.
Way you say it. Plague
but
Town.
What is Plague Town? What happens in Plague Town?
It's about zombie children.
People just start having them?
Yeah, actually, it takes place in Ireland. We shot it in Connecticut, and
did you have an Irish accent?
No, I was a foreigner in Ireland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was the bratty older sister who, like, you know, brought along a boyfriend and was giving her dad a hard time, and then the zombie children came and attacked everybody. And that's
but you lived.
Got interesting.
You lived the longest, though, right? Probably.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
Well,
you're the lead character in the film.
Yeah, you think I'm going to die because I'm not very nice. And then I don't.
Can't wait. I cannot wait to see it. It's a good thing it's not in the prize bag tonight because I would steal it. I would keep it for myself. Oliver Cooper, another first-time guest on the show, everybody. Woo! star of a movie that caused a lot of, it was a sensation in some good ways and bad ways. It was a favorite of mine. I loved it. Project X. Yeah. And
no one here liked it.
No, I'm sure a lot of people loved it, but it's definitely a movie to hate if you're if you're a hater.
It had a lot of haters.
If that dog had really floated away like to certain death, yeah. If they didn't show him shortly thereafter being okay,
that was a new dog they brought in.
No.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. If he'd have died, I would have never forgiven the movie. But other than that, I had a great time.
Don't feel bad about the haters. I made Freddy Got Fingered.
That was like a race to see who'd bring that up first.
Of course it was me.
That's a cult.
I was going to introduce you as, and Tom, Freddy Got Fingered Green.
That movie has a cult following, though. Yeah.
People love it. People love it, and it's still on Comedy Central all the time.
Just saying, you know?
Yeah. I'll watch it for a while.
Don't worry about the haters.
Yeah. You're still getting good.
It makes Project X look like Citizen Kane.
Project X is the Citizen Kane of House Parties Gone Awry movies.
Yeah, awesome.
It really is. It's the best of that genre. And then now you're in an arc on the final season of Californication.
Woo!
You are, yeah, you are the love child of David Duchovny and Heather Graham.
Yeah.
Wow.
I look exactly like them. So.
Yeah. I could see it. I could see one of those where they put the two together and
people,
then bam.
People online, like, they'll give me a lot of shit for that. They think I don't look anything like him, which I don't. But then all they say is something about me being a Jew slob. That's like that's their way of getting at me about it. So
that's what they call you?
Jew slob. Like, why? How is this Jew slob David Duchovny and Heather Graham's son? People tweet that at me. People tweet that at me.
Oh, that's tweets. Okay, that makes more sense. Yeah. I thought you meant like publications.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Morning shows coming up. A Jew slob.
Yeah, that's
from Californication. So yes, you're on there this whole season, and then you've got a movie coming out that the great Joe Dante directed.
Yeah.
What's that called?
It's called Bearing the X. It's I don't even know if it has a release date. So.
Yeah, but coming out someday.
Someday it'll be out on DVD.
That must have been neat working with him, though.
Yeah, no, it was cool. It was definitely a cool experience. Anton Yelchin's in it, and Ashley Green, Alexander Daddario. If you watch True Detective, she gets naked.
Oh, she's hot.
She is hot.
Yeah. I mean, I'm straight, but she's hot.
Joe Dante, huh?
Yeah.
Did he do Dante's Peak?
I think
first
he did.
Of all, use your microphone voice, and it's Tom Green, everybody.
Sorry about that. Poor microphone technique there on my part.
Dante's Peak had that horrifying scene where that old lady had to climb out into the hot... It wasn't lava, what was it?
Acid Lake.
Acid Lake, Jesus. I said lava one time, people jumped down my throat like a bunch of Acid Lake dwellers.
That was the summer that two volcano movies came out.
That's why it came up.
One was Volcano and one was Dante's Peak.
You can't have a conversation about one without the other coming up.
Same summer. Yeah.
They're married. They're just two volcano lovers
and then
for eternity.
The summer before was Armageddon and Deep Impact, both movies about meteors hitting the Earth.
Yeah, Deep Impact did well, but Armageddon seemed to like just kind of say, goodbye, Deep Impact.
Yeah.
We won't really think about you much.
Those were two summers in a row where they had two movies about the same thing come out at the same time, and then they stopped doing that.
How does the White House Has Fallen thing fit into that?
What's that?
How did the White House Has Fallen thing fit into that?
Because
that just happened twice.
Yeah, they do that then, right?
Yeah. It's kind of a summer thing. Like this summer, we've got Spider-Man and Transformers. Didn't those both just happen?
Yeah, that's right.
Hasn't it been too short?
You are correct. It actually happens all the time. And I fucked up and didn't bring my... Can I swear here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't...
At least for now, you know.
I didn't bring the...
Net neutrality,
I forgot to bring my swag.
Yeah, but you're going to hang out on stage for a second after the show.
Yeah.
Get mobbed by everyone. And but one person will be the person that you will exchange some sort of way to get in touch.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
take him out for an In-N-Out burger.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
That's a great prize.
That's what we'll do.
You're going to have an In-N-Out burger with Tom Green.
Yeah.
Schedules permitting, of course. I know you're both busy. And you both have things to do. Thanks to everyone who lined up so early tonight. Like, Baseball Jordan was like 10th in line because people got here so early. It's exciting. Have you been to the movies lately, Tom Green? Oh, wait, also, is there some reason why this came together right now? Are you promoting something?
I have some shows next weekend at the Brea Improv.
Oh, that's right. That was the first thing he said to me backstage is the prize could be 2 tickets to the Brea Improv.
Yeah.
And I said, what else have you got?
Yeah.
Just because I know that most of you would not want to have to go to Brea.
Yeah. Transportation not included.
But people that live in and near Brea should definitely go. It's a great club, and it's just not close to here.
Not close to here.
How far is it?
Probably not a very good prize.
About an hour drive, but that's if you're, if you go late enough and avoid traffic, but then risk getting to the show late.
Okay.
Yeah. I've gone out there a lot.
Yeah. So scratch that then. You don't get any of that.
You don't get that? You get an In-N-Out burger with Tom.
In-N-Out
Are
burger.
You paying for it or is it Dutch?
No, they pay.
You get to buy Tom Green an In-N-Out burger. That's not going to set you back that much.
Yeah.
That's totally worth it.
Yeah.
Are you going to, like, just take it and run out the door?
Yeah. To go. Yeah, I want it to go.
Yeah. Set up a time to meet and get a free burger.
Absolutely.
Can they get a picture of you with it?
Yeah.
Okay, a picture of Tom Green with the burger that you just bought him.
Yeah. It's for my Instagram, though.
Do you have a favorite one? I like the one over there in the Universal City.
Oh,
right,
yeah,
when you
one.
Come out,
yeah,
when you're going into or out of Universal Studios, you gotta have
by the Lancashire exit.
Exactly.
Of the 101 freeway.
You really adapt to new environments well, I could tell.
Yeah. By the Lancashire exit on the 101 freeway here in Los Angeles, California.
You probably lived here on and off for like 20 years, right?
One of the finest In-N-Out burgers in the city. 15 years.
There you go. So I was acting like you just moved here, but it feels like you just moved here.
Yeah, because I haven't lost the Canadian accent. Yeah, that's probably why.
All right.
We met
on the 311 cruise.
Yeah.
And that was the best time either of us has probably ever had.
Yeah. That was, we were performing some stand-up comedy on a cruise ship together.
Uh-huh.
And then after the show, you'd walk around the cruise ship for like 5 days.
Yeah, just a stroll around the deck. Because every few feet, someone would stop you and pass something to you, and you'd smoke it, and then you'd try to go somewhere, and that was never going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very, very leisurely, very pleasant.
They do the same thing on the Prairie Home Companion cruise.
Is there a Prairie Home Companion cruise?
There is.
And they're a bunch of hippies?
They're a bunch of very old people.
Oh, so they're all medicating?
Yeah, just playing Scrabble.
Have you actually been on that cruise?
Yeah.
And was it fun?
Yeah.
That's always, we don't need a lie detector. Just that voice going up like that is usually a pretty strong indicator that it was, there were aspects of it that were fun.
Yeah.
And then there was also a lot of old people.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't have to worry about old people on this show. They do not listen.
They're not in here.
Fuck you, old people. have you guys been to the movies lately? That's the question I like to ask before we get to the game portion of the show. Have you, Oliver, have you seen anything lately?
I just saw Godzilla.
Yeah. You have to say it that way?
Yeah, I love that line where he's like, they call him Godzilla. You know that?
Who's saying that? Is it an ethnic character?
No, it's the Asian guy.
The Asian guy, okay.
Yeah. He was a famous actor. What's his? Ken Watanabe.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not Breaking Bad.
No, not Breaking Bad.
It's not Heisenberg.
Yeah. Yeah. But I liked it. It's fun.
I'm the one that Godzilla's. Good movie, though, right? That's what I've been hearing. Every once in a while, somebody will come along and go, it stinks.
Yeah.
Like, I got that today from a friend of mine named Daniel. And it's like, what do you do with that?
Yeah.
Like, so many people are saying it's good.
Yeah.
I want to err on that side. So I'm gonna see it.
It's good. I liked it.
All right, cool. Yeah. Erica, what have you seen lately?
Well, I watched Anchorman 2.
The witch version.
Witch version?
Yeah. There's one where they're all witches.
Not
Anchorman
that one.
2, The Coven. No, you know, they made the movie, and then they said, now here's a version that would have got an R rating, where every joke has changed. 700 new jokes.
Whoa.
I'm not kidding. It was some ridiculous number like that. It was like, wow, okay. Well, then, I mean, who cares what you're putting out in the first place if it just is that interchangeable with all these guys and just say a bunch of different shit?
Which is better?
But I do want to see all of it, though. I'm still compelled to see all of it.
They should have called that one funny. Anchorman 3.
Yeah.
Right? Because they said it kind of went off in different story directions.
Cool.
Like, there's a musical number in the second one. I'm like, I wish I had just waited for that one.
Yeah.
Because that sounds fun. I like when those guys sing. Tom, what have you seen lately?
I just watched Sharknado on Netflix. I just watched it. I didn't jump on the sort of the whole. I didn't see it. Was it in the theater or was it?
It was a huge hit. Huge hit.
No, it debuted.
It was
on
the Sci-Fi
on
Channel.
The Oprah Channel.
Yeah. I didn't see it at the time, but then I watched it last week on Netflix and really enjoyed it a lot, actually.
Is it a documentary?
Yeah, it's good. It was a good one. Yeah.
It's pretty fun when 90210 gets up in that thing.
Yeah, no, yeah, that was good. Yeah, when he saws out of it. Yeah, that was neat. That was some good shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not too bad. Good job, Sharknado. It's not like Snakes on a Plane, where everyone thought that was going to be the laugh riot of the century. And then, like 10 minutes in, you're like, "Oh, this sucks."
I never saw Snakes on a Plane.
Ugh, it's terrible.
Yeah,
so dumb. I forgot to mention that Oliver brought like this whole bag, carrying case from Showtime with tons of Californication shit in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
I actually have nothing to do with any of that.
Like a bunch of different seasons. This thing, whatever this is. This
nice.
Is crazy.
That's cool.
Photography
that's nice.
And
that's
media.
So nice. See, now I feel like such an asshole, man.
I had nothing to do with any of that.
Dude, In-N-Out Burger, they're going to get to buy you one.
I know. That's true. I meant to bring some.
They're going to save money with all the hours and hours
that
of free
awesome.
Entertainment that this Oliver brought.
We know who has the publicist here.
Exactly.
But this is the part of the show where I say, let the games begin. Gentlemen and lady, I don't know if you guys know about this aspect of the show, but people in the audience have brought wacky signs, name tags, we call them.
Oh, cool. Look at that.
There's a few of them, yeah.
Wow.
Your job is to go and pick one that speaks to you, one that you think you would like to play for. You can just walk right up to them, Oliver. You could cruise over there and see what they got.
From Farmers Insurance.
He's got a Farmers Insurance ID, and what's his name there on the ID?
Michael Costa.
All right.
From Farmers Insurance is here with us tonight.
Let me get a good shot of that on my Vine.
Yeah.
And so you'll be playing for Michael, and so if you win today, Michael gets all that stuff in the bag. Yeah. Oh, wait, how do I do this? Oh, man, I'm screwed. I'm one Vine behind.
It's interesting. There's an employee information line number on the back.
Who you played for, Erica?
What am I putting the name of the Twitter person?
No, there's a shithead on the back. Don't mention that. But you're playing for somebody that altered the Juno to say...
Druno.
Say Druno instead of Juno. So
it's a really pretty cover they drew.
Yeah, it kind of actually reminds me of the Cute Streak designs. Is that somebody involved with that? No? Just separate? Okay, that's cool. And who are you playing for there, Oliver?
It says Chris's. It's a Fast Times at Chris's Mont High. I don't know. What is it? Oh, okay, Chris.
Oh,
it's pretty cool.
Now.
You drew this?
Yeah.
It's amazing. Seriously, look at this.
That's nice. Great movie.
Oh, mine's
one of the all-time greatest comedy movies ever out of Los Angeles.
Yeah, yeah. I just made probably one of the worst vines ever made of all the action and all the name tags because it started too late. And so anyway, look for that, everybody. To decide who gets to play first today, we are going to play a quick game called Doing Lines with Mark.
Nice.
Yeah. People love it. People,
this could go.
People totally love it.
This could get crazy.
Yeah, yeah, it's a crazy game.
Is he actually going to...
He's not here. He's pre-recorded.
Oh, okay.
I know. That's why they get so excited. They think he's going to come out, but he's got things to do. He's making a movie where he murders a lot of people. And so, yeah, so normally around this time he'd say something like, you guys want to do some lines?
How you guys doing?
Oh, here you go. There it is.
Want to do some lines?
There it is.
How you guys...
And now he's going to say a line from a motion picture, and the first one of you that can guess the correct title of the movie that he's saying a line from will get to go first in the next game.
Oh, he's doing lines. Okay, I see.
He's going to say a line. Get it?
I thought we were going to do...
I know. The expectations get raised so high when we say it's time to do lines with Mark.
I thought it was...
Every time people are like, he's going to be here, and then we're going to do cocaine.
Yeah.
That's a double whammy when we just turns out he's pre-recorded.
Yeah.
No coke. Here we go. Have a listen, you guys.
All right, guys. Here you go.
That's not part of it.
Daddy, would you like some sausage?
Oh, I know that line.
What's that from?
That's from Freddy Got Fingered.
That's correct.
Daddy, would you like some sausage? Daddy, would you like some sausage?
Play Mark saying it some more. He says it three times.
Didn't quite read it right. It's got to be more. It's got.
Listen to him.
Daddy?
No.
Would you like some sausage?
No, it's got to be.
That's how he
plays. Daddy, would you like some sausage? Sausages?
Sausage?
No, it's not like that.
Daddy?
It's not like that.
Would you like some sausage?
No, you got to sing it. You have to sing it. He's playing a piano when but I know.
Oh, I know.
He's playing a piano when he sings it.
Daddy, would you like some sausage?
In the trailer, when you do that, in the trailer for that movie, I lost my shit. Like, I thought it was the most amazing thing I'd ever seen.
That's cool. Well, that's cool that it made the game.
It's great that you figured it out.
Yeah.
So far, I think we've had 100% on that when we use a line from a movie that somebody's in. I wrote.
I wrote and directed that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you imagine if I didn't get the line?
I could imagine it. You'd be surprised what people let go of and forget.
It would have made sense actually, if I didn't remember it. There may be reasons why I should have blocked that from my memory.
I don't know. I mean, was Rip Torn hilarious or frustrating?
I love Freddy Got Fingered. I love it. I do. It was a.
All right, so you're going on the record.
Yeah, I do. I love it.
Tom Green loves Freddy Got
Fingered. Amazing part of my life.
I was saying earlier, you know, it's on Comedy Central, keeps playing it.
Amazing time in my life. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to stop.
Most critically reviled film in the history of cinema.
Is that true?
You think?
No.
Most?
No.
That's the way they make you feel, though.
Let's give Leonard Maltin a quick spin, see what he thought of it.
Yeah.
But I bet you he gave it 1.5, maybe.
Yeah, well.
I don't think he went bomb. Okay, maybe he did.
Well.
Will it hurt you if I say that he did?
You don't have to even look it up to figure. I can pretty much tell you what he said. I don't.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember what he specifically said.
Give us the gist of it, and then I'll tell you what he really said.
I'm sure it
was a fun game.
I'm sure it wasn't glowing.
Okay. Oh, he did call it a bomb. I apologize.
Yeah. Wait, did anyone give it a great review? Do you remember?
Yes, the New York Times.
I'm sure somebody did.
Yeah. Look up the New York Times review.
Okay, here we go.
Since we're talking about... since we're talking about me, look up that review.
I got it.
See, it said it was good.
Splendiferous. Yeah. No, I'm sure it got good reviews. I mean, that's...
Well, that was the only good review, but...
All right. Well,
it was a good place to have it.
But there's got to be some movie that was more critically reviled.
Okay, good. I appreciate that that's your instant thought.
There's got to be a movie that no one liked, not even that one paper.
All right, shit. Yeah. I was going for the record.
But people also... not to belabor this, but people must come up to you all the time and say nice things about it. The people out there that love it.
I could, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know what I mean? You get a lot of that, I'm sure.
There's a sort of a small contingent of crazy people that, you know, in every town there's a few of them, and they make themselves known. They'll yell, Daddy, would you like some sausage?
Yes, of course they will. I would if I didn't know you.
Out of taxi cabs and stuff.
Yeah. It's comedy's so weird in that, like, I could never get over. I recently saw a documentary about Roger Ebert, and there was a lot of stuff in there with Gene Siskel. And from my youth, I could never get over that they gave two enthusiastic thumbs up to Wise Guys.
Yeah.
You remember that movie, the Brian De Palma comedy with Joe Piscopo and Danny DeVito?
Yeah.
It's just truly awful. Mm. You know, like, everyone should have hated it.
Right.
But these two guys, not only did they always argue with each other, but they both loved it. And it was always the one that stuck in my head is like, why the fuck did they love that? Yeah. And it's just because comedy hits people all so differently than anything else. Like 12 Years a Slave, it's easier to sit around and go, that's really great.
Yeah, yeah.
But nobody can agree on what the best comedy was last year.
You're going to say it's really funny.
People could get together and agree that 12 Years a Slave is a riot.
Really funny.
That it's really fun. But comedy's harder to agree
with. What was that Joe Pesci and Rodney Dangerfield movie? Easy Money. That's another one that, like, I cannot get through. I just watched it for the first time. I could not get through it. I love those two guys. Like,
yeah.
Favorite people.
No, they were, like, knocking it out of the park around that time. And then that one came along, put the brakes on it.
It's just not.
It's not that good.
I don't. Maybe it doesn't hold up, though. That could be, too.
Yeah, that's it. It just doesn't hold up. That's it. So, Tom, you get to go first.
Okay, yeah.
In a game we call Last Man Stanton. And this game will decide who wins the prize bag this evening. And it's pretty simple game. Have you given us a starter name before, Jordan?
Yeah.
Okay, he's done that already, so we gotta give somebody else a chance. But basically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask somebody in the audience to name a actor, actress, or director that's done a ton of movies. And then what happens is I'll play too, because I like to play along. We will take turns guessing or naming movies that person was involved with.
Okay.
Until we run out. When you can't think of one, you're out.
And do we count who says how many?
No, we just go until single elimination. As soon as you fuck up, you're out.
Oh, you say one.
Just like Prairie Home Companion.
Okay.
You fuck up and you're out.
So if you say a movie where the person is not in the movie, then you're out.
Yeah. If you mess it up like that.
Okay.
Had a guy on recently, he thought Martin Scorsese directed The Town.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was laughed out of the room, so don't be that dumb if you can help him.
Yeah.
No, he just didn't know Scorsese movies at all. Yeah. So that was kind of a good guess.
I feel like I'm going to fuck this up.
Well, I'm
trying to spare you guys the Leonard Maltin game, which is a lot more complicated. But, you know, we can all agree on somebody to do that. You guys at least have, you know, some names. This gentleman here on the floor seems to have an idea.
Ben Affleck.
You guys know some Ben Affleck movies, right?
The Town.
Hey! Starting us off.
Ben Affleck directed The Town.
That's right, he did. Not Martin Scorsese.
Not Martin Scorsese.
Okay, Erica, can you think of one?
Good Will Hunting.
Yeah. Academy Award winner for screenplay with his buddy Matt Damon.
Go Boston.
Yeah.
That's where I'm from.
That's right. All right, Good Will Hunting. What do you think, Oliver?
Gigi.
Oh, we're going to have to go to the judges on this one.
How's it pronounced?
I don't even know how you spell it. I haven't even actually seen that movie, but I'm pretty sure he was in that movie.
G-I-G. Yep.
Right, but how do you pronounce it?
Gigi. Gigi. Is that wrong?
I'd say we give it to him.
Yeah.
Well, how is it? Absolutely. How do you pronounce it?
It's fucking G-Li.
G-Li?
It's pronounced G-Li. G-Li.
Yeah, G-Li.
But it
G-Li.
Is.
I can get it.
It's spelt Gigi, but it's pronounced pronounced G-Li. Yeah.
You got to check it out, dude. The guy that plays Doug in the Hangover movies is a, he plays a mentally handicapped man.
Okay.
In G-Li.
Is he good?
Yeah. What? Oh, no, I didn't say he was good. I mean, he commits to the role. He commits very much to the role. But so did Sean Penn and two other non-mentally handicapped dudes acting in scenes with actual mentally handicapped dudes. That there's nothing creepier than the scene in I Am Sam where five actors, two of which are actually handicapped, are discussing making an answering machine message. And one of them says, I think your message needs to be more outgoing because it's an outgoing message. Guess who says that? It's an actor pretending to be. It's horrible. Horrible. It's horrible. All right, wow, that was some awesome stalling, if that's what I was doing.
Yeah, you're giving
trying to think
time.
Of a Ben Affleck movie.
Is that what you were doing?
Chasing Amy.
Oh, wow, yeah.
All right, back to you, Tom.
Armageddon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the great animal, circus animal cracker love scene. Right, makes a little fucking cracker lion walk around on her belly for a while.
Yeah.
Graze.
I forgot that part, but.
Yeah.
I saw it a long time.
Well, you know, the thing about that movie is you don't want to miss a thing.
Yeah.
I don't want to go. I don't want to miss a thing.
Nice.
What do you got, Erica, for another Ben Affleck movie?
Argo.
Oh,
yes, Argo, fuck
nice.
Yourself.
That was nice.
That answer.
I thought that was. Oh, never mind.
What? Someone said that?
Hmm? No, I thought he.
No,
said
no.
Pearl Harbor.
I was joking.
Oh,
yeah.
Pearl Harbor.
That's how you could describe a lot of his career. Yeah. No, he's been in some awesome stuff. Like one of my favorite comedies of all time, the critically reviled Mallrats.
Ooh, I love that. Love that movie.
I just thought of another one.
Okay.
Oh, and another one.
Uh-oh, jeez.
Oh, they just keep coming.
Okay. Is there a time limit, or do I have a few seconds here?
Have a few hours.
Do you have a fun story about
I have a few seconds, I can
anything?
Think of. Well, if I told the story, I wouldn't be able to think of. So I was more thinking of just sitting here in silence for a minute.
Okay. Let's just give Tom some quiet,
sort of
everybody.
Staring at Michael Costa's farmer's insurance badge and... Thinking of Ben Affleck.
I have
Daredevil.
Oh,
wow.
I like it. Oh, crap. He's been in a lot of movies.
Yeah.
This is intense.
This might get me eliminated.
Really?
Batman. He's going to be in Batman.
I know he's going to be, but also it's not just going to be called Batman.
Return.
So you're double wrong.
Returns. Returns?
It's Batman versus Superman, I think.
Yeah.
Or vice versa.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, am I eliminated
but
then?
You're eliminated.
That's
sorry.
No. That's. Yeah. Okay. I was trying to.
What? You want her to stay?
Yeah.
Here, I'll just write down untitled Batman.
Yeah.
Because they'll change their minds anyway.
Tom.
At some point. So we're good.
Yeah.
We're good.
Aww.
All right. Oliver?
One of my favorites, Dazed and Confused.
Yeah. Oh, I thought of that one and then you took it from me.
I knew you were thinking of that one when you said
Mallrats.
Yeah, Rats.
I did think of that one. Holy shit. I'm going to go with, how about, oh shit, you guys are going to shit. Bounce.
Woo! Yeah.
Nice.
With Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was about the fabric softener.
Yes. Yes, it was. Quite the departure for him.
Didn't
work out so good.
The Bounce fabric softener story.
Yeah.
About the brilliant John C. Bounce, who invented the fabric softener. Just keep talking until somebody laughs at something, okay?
You're trying to think of another one, right?
No.
Because it's your turn. I thought that's what you were doing. I thought you were stalling.
Surviving Christmas.
Oh.
This guy said, finally. That was on my mind. I've never even heard of this movie.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, it is.
People in the audience are talking.
It's the modern day Christmas story.
Who else is in there?
Are you... Are you stalling on Erica's behalf?
James Gandolfini. James Gandolfini, the late
great, yeah.
Great James Gandolfini is in Surviving Christmas.
Got a weird laugh, I guess, because he's not surviving. Was that the joke?
I think we just got a sick fuck in the crowd here.
Sick fucker.
Look at this fucking asshole.
What do you got this time, Erica? What else is Ben going to do in the future?
love.
You had all that time around to think of another
something
one?
Something with love.
Oh, I bet
love,
you was.
I bet love I was bet. In a title of something.
All right.
Love.
I something? Thought we saved you because you'd come back. And
no.
Like on American Idol, you know, they save somebody and they come back, but stronger than ever.
Is he in that movie with Jennifer Lopez?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's called Gigi.
Gigi. Gigi.
Okay.
But thank you for playing.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, nice try. And
thanks, guys.
Druno gets me to say that. I'll say that thing on the back at the end of the show, the shithead. There you go.
Sorry,
don't say it out loud.
Guys.
Just pass
Sorry
it down to
Sorry to let
me.
You down,
Just pass
True.
It down here. I can't. I got to prep for this. What? All right. Oliver?
He was in the critically acclaimed movie that I was also in, actually, called Runner, Runner.
Oh, everyone, dude.
Huge hit. Great movie.
Runner. Dogma.
I can visualize the movie that I'm thinking of.
Sure you can.
The title.
I just thought
part.
Of it, too, I think. I think you just telegraphed it to me. Yeah.
Did I, yeah?
I think I've got it, yeah.
It is called...
you can do it.
Jeez, this can't be it. This can't be it.
This is a tough game, man. Like, he's probably got another dozen movies that he's done.
I know.
People in the audience are going crazy. Yeah. But they're also saying to themselves, was that Casey or Ben?
That's what I was doing.
Which one was it?
Man.
Did he have a cameo in the one that he directed with Casey? Like, did he bump into him on the street?
They
look at each
that.
Other funny? No, I'm kidding. Like Stallone and Travolta and Staying Alive. They like kind of... bump into each other on the street and give each other a look.
Man, now strategically at this point, when you're having a mental block, you have the visual of one movie, but you can't remember the name. Would you try to sort of think of the name of the movie that you can visualize, or would you get off of that and try to think of another movie altogether?
I'd move on, When one's not coming to you, it's much better.
Because I was
on.
Getting locked up thinking of the name of this movie.
He's done a lot of them.
I have to change gears.
He's done a lot of motion pictures.
And think of something else. Okay.
I just thought of another one.
Oh, fuck. So you're like two rounds ahead in your mind right now.
Kind of, yeah.
On Ben Affleck
movies.
I'm
doing all right. Oh, wait. I can't think of what it's called. Okay, I think I got it.
See, I keep going back and trying to picture the name of the movie that I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, well.
I can't lose now.
Oh, okay, then.
Give me one more.
In that case, if you can't lose, we gotta wait.
Give me
we gotta
one,
wait for as long
we gotta
as it
wait.
Takes.
Give me one more second. Give me one more second.
All right.
Man, it's...
audience.
End of...
audience. The world. Everybody's got...
No, it's called...
ideas.
Can I say who's in it?
Sure. I mean, you can talk your way through it, but then you might help me and Oliver to think of another one.
Oh, right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Because sometimes it is just that elusive title.
Okay.
We got to move on.
All right, shit. Okay, give me a countdown here.
All right. From 1,000.
Okay, good. 999.
Thank you. 998.
I got Surviving Christmas. Is that worth 2 points, or...? No.
It was a nice pull, but...
Not the day after. That's not... It was about... Oh, I can't say what it was about. That's going to give it away.
Day After was a TV movie after the Holocaust.
Yeah. No, nuclear Holocaust.
Yeah, he wasn't in it.
Yeah.
Not after the Holocaust.
No.
The day after.
Yeah.
About
good thing that Holocaust ended yesterday.
Yeah.
Guess we better pick ourselves up and go back to living. Okay, I'm sorry, Tom. You're out. All right, Oliver.
Shit.
Name it.
Sucks.
Name it and claim it.
I can't feel remember.
You haven't been thinking either?
I've been thinking. This is a tough one. Can it be something that he's going to be in?
That's what I did.
But she did.
No.
That was a one-time pass.
All right. I can't remember if this is the name of it. It's Chasing.
You said that
one. I said Chasing Amy.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay, that's done.
So that's it. That's
no,
got?
Hold on. Give me a second. you got like 10 minutes over here. fuck! I know.
What other? It's so hard.
Oh shit! It's not coming to me.
You're still the last person to have named one, so the prize bag will go to Fast Times at where?
At Chris's Mont High.
Chrismont High, yeah.
What
so
is
the Chris.
Z? I don't understand.
Chris is...
Oh, I don't know. But good way to distract me from the game.
Shags, me too. I can't think. I know. Does he have a ton of more... You guys, know a ton of movies?
Of course they do. Yeah, everybody out there...
I know he has a ton of movies.
Everybody out there is just like, fucking...
Can I throw out a hint?
Now you know one?
Well, no, I still know the movie that I don't know the title to.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I could describe the movie and then maybe he'll...
Okay, I like that. That's fun.
Right. Yeah. It's kind of a fun thing.
Yeah, try it. Give it to him. Talk him through it.
No idea. It's about a nuclear attack in America on American soil. Morgan Freeman is in it. It's a big blockbuster type movie. You see the nuclear weapon go off and the helicopter crashes into
Armageddon?
The wall and everything, but they live.
I don't know.
At the end, they live.
I have no idea. There's a movie.
I don't know what that one is.
There's a movie where he's on a school bus that I'm picturing.
He plays a 12-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's like...
In a man's body.
Yeah.
School bus.
Flowers for Algernon. That was dope. It was the short bus, right?
Can it be a movie that
he was in school ties?
Sad, that movie.
Maybe.
Can it be a movie that he's involved in? Does he have to be an actor in it?
What? Like just a movie? Like, something he didn't act in?
Yeah, that's something that he saw.
Gone Girl.
Just something he went to see.
You already said it wrong.
Gone. Well, that was the movie that he's doing. Gone Baby Gone.
Yeah, he directed that. I like that movie a lot.
Good one.
Does that count?
Yeah, all right. Counts.
No, well, you win anyway. I mean, you don't really win because I'll also add Reindeer Games. Some of All Fears.
Wow. That's the one I'm talking about.
That was it?
Some of All Fears.
I didn't know that. It was a Jack Ryan movie, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's the one.
Changing Lanes.
Yeah.
And what else have you guys got?
Shakespeare in Love.
Oh yeah.
Got nominated for an Oscar for that, maybe. What? Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, of course. Paycheck.
Wow, listen to everyone.
Wow, they are just dying to get this.
It's like The Price is Right.
I drill you with them. They drill you with them. They will write to you on Twitter with the ones we didn't think of.
What's amazing is how many of them there are that we didn't remember.
And it's true of everybody that we do this with, except for the Coen brothers. We remembered every Coen brothers movie.
Unbelievable.
But it's a tough Body game, but work. Oliver is officially our winner.
Wow.
And Chris, where's Chris at? Come get all your stuff.
There you are.
There we go. Look at that.
Congratulations.
And you got to work out this hamburger thing. Will you buy him a...
Yes.
Will you buy Tom an In-N-Out burger?
Yeah, okay. I can't wait. Thank you. I can't wait for the...
So cute.
Yeah, that's no, totally I can't awesome. Wait, yeah. All right. I want extra large fries and... No, I'll buy. I'll buy. I don't want to make you buy. I'll buy.
Yeah. What a great guy.
Happy to buy.
I think she would have been honored to buy.
I'm sorry I let you down, Michael. Yeah. From Farmers Insurance. Michael from Farmers Insurance.
He'll be back with that great name tag. And, somebody else, I'm sure, will pick it.
Does he work there or he just has it? He works there or he
works
has
there,
it?
Yeah.
He works there,
yeah.
He works there. That's his name tag.
You work there? Yeah. Great. Well, this is going to be a great endorsement for the company.
I use Farmers.
Are they going to be psyched?
Yeah. He'll probably get fired.
Check out what happens, Tom, when you do this. We are farmers.
Nice.
Everybody
there you
knows
go.
It.
Whoa.
Everybody
oh
knows
my
it.
God. You just. Michael Costa just got moved.
I'm loving it.
Wow.
So.
The fuck? That's amazing.
Cool. Erica, oh, you passed me your name tag. What do you got to plug here as we end round off the show here? Apologies to put your hands together. We're going a couple minutes over.
I'll be.
Put our hand. I thought you meant like that.
Everybody, put your hands.
I thought you meant
together.
Put them. I was like looking around, going, "Are you going in first or?"
Michael, we need you to come give us a shithead for me to say at the end of the show because Tom did not win on your behalf.
Yeah.
And. Just yeah. anybody you want me to call a shithead.
Some of all fears.
Please make it better than this one that Druno wrote. Yeah. What's going on, Erica? What can you plug?
I'll be performing at the Laugh Factory tomorrow doing stand-up for Just for Laughs Showcase.
Ooh. Nice.
And next week I'm doing the Armando show here. So come
oh, cool.
back
That's
here.
A fun show, right?
On Saturday, yeah.
Okay, cool. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks
did
for
you
having
have fun?
Me. Yeah, I had a lot of fun.
I think it feels like you did.
I learned a lot.
Yeah, what's the next Ben Affleck movie called?
Batman and Spider-Man versus
I apologize. That's rude to quiz people about something
they had no
reason to remember. Oliver, the rest of the season of Californication, watch that, you guys.
I have a movie that's I'm self-distributing on Vimeo.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's cool, actually. It's called Four Dogs, and it's going to be available June 10th. It's like we're going to make like $3 to rent it and like $4 to buy it. So
okay.
Extra money.
So that'll be on what platform can they get
it's
it on?
It's Vimeo is doing this thing called Vimeo On Demand, like just like iTunes or something. It's really new, and like yeah, we're like the first movie ever to do it.
All right, just Google. If you can't remember, Google Oliver Cooper, and you're on. You said you're on Twitter?
Yeah, at the Oliver Cooper.
All right, cool. Yeah. And Tom Green, what's going on, man?
I've got a new television show on Axis TV, and it's on Thursday nights, and it's live. And everybody, watch, please.
All right.
It's a lot of fun. And I also have some... it's a lot of fun, though. It's a fun show. It's a talk show. You can call into the show on Skype and talk to our guests. June 12th, we're back with a new season. Steve Carell is our guest. You can call and talk to us.
Yeah, everybody's talking about this movie, Foxcatcher, that they're saying he's a lock for like a Best Actor nomination.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting.
Fake nose and everything.
Yeah.
Serious, dramatic acting from him. Wow. Well, thank you guys. Thank you, Tom Green, Erica Rhodes, and Oliver Cooper. Best panel ever. So polite. And as always... at Willie DeSquid is a shithead. Yeah. Good job, Druno.
I
put all this pressure on everybody to come up with something funny, like it's on you.
Can I also ask everybody to follow me on Twitter?
Oh, sure. I forgot to say your Twitter.
At Tom Green Live is my Twitter.
Tom Green
Live. It's not Tom Green. That's at Tom Green Live. So.
Is there some other guy with Tom Green that wouldn't give it up?
Yeah.
Oh, douche. All right.
We already got in a Twitter beef battle about it, and it sort of ended up escalating to the point where I felt bad about like just life and stuff because of all the negative energy sort of started flying around, and then you know his followers were mad at my followers. It turned into a big thing. So I just like to say just, you know, I don't like to say anything bad about
it. His followers?
Yeah, yeah.
He had followers?
Yeah, yeah.
The other Tom Green?
Yeah, yeah. He's a college professor in Toronto.
Oh. So I'm sure you had some very, very close followers, but not that many.
But
200, like, 1,000 maybe?
I think he has like 1,500 now.
Oh, okay.
I've been keeping track.
Well, now he's just getting a bunch of people to just stumble in looking for you and don't know their way around Twitter. Yeah.
No, we have a cordial relationship now.
Oh, that's good.
Tom Green and I.
Is there maybe you could go speak to one of his classes?
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely.
All right. Let's get that going.
Yeah. At Humber College in Toronto.
All right, so this was what I was doing was like the closing closing out of the show. But I loved all of that. We're not going to cut anything, you guys.
Just wanted to get the plug in there for the Twitter because I like Twitter.
No, I know. I'm sorry I didn't ask you what your Twitter name
is. No, it's okay.
I asked everybody else. At Erica Rhodes.
Thanks.
R-H-O-D-E-S. Yeah. And as always...
I'm on Instagram, too.
Using employee ID is a shithead.
Now it's time we're done to watch another talkie. Heisenfeld is viewing prowess makes him foggy. There's no room in his heart.